Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to congratulate the Nationals for scoring a run. It had been a while, 22 innings and counting. That was broken in the ninth inning tonight. So, you know, that's one way to almost win a game, right? You get a run, maybe two. They got three? That was exciting, huh?
Speaking of exciting, the Nats are getting ready to come home to Nats Park. They've got a seven-game series, or homestand, two series, a three-gamer with the Marlins, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that starts tomorrow. And then a four-game set with the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies, on the other side of that. The Rockies are horrible. They're playing the Giants right now. They are historically bad. They're one of the worst teams we've ever seen. And they're on the precipice of being swept by San Francisco. Again, they've blown two leads in as many nights. They give up a huge first inning today. And I bring this up to say there's a chance for the Nats to get right offensively. There's a chance for them to string some wins together against two of the worst teams in the league. They're playing on the same level as the Marlins here recently. But you should take two of three from Miami, and you should take three of four from Colorado, and you have a chance at a 5-2 homestand, or maybe 6-1 or something like that. That would be nice. But Danny, they've got to call up Brady House, in my opinion. I think it's time. He homered again today. That's back-to-back games. He's actually red hot this month at AAA, where he's had a huge bounce-back season. He's currently on a 34 home run pace over 162 big league games, you know, the big league calendar for the Rochester Red Wings. And he strikes out about 25% of the time. He's got a long swing. There's going to be swing and miss. He's not necessarily going to hit for a really high average. I think he's more power than hit tool. Although he's hitting 300 at AAA this year. Dylan Cruz didn't do that. You know, James Wood, until the very end in the minor leagues, was a hit for average, hit for power guy. But there were major stretches where he didn't do that. It's not linear.
Right.
You know, people always say, well, he's only hitting 260 in AAA, so he's going to hit 240 in the big leagues. That's not how it works. He's striking out 25% of the time. Now he's going to strike out 37% of the time. That's not how it works. I think it's time to give this guy a shot for a bunch of reasons. Notably, though, he looks ready. He is hot. I love calling guys up when they're rolling and seeing the ball well. I think it's a situation now where the fan base needs something to get excited about on this homestand and a reason to go out to the yard against some bad teams. But also the team needs some energy. They could use a shot in the arm. There's some exuberance when you call up one of your top prospects. We saw it when Hassel got bumped to the big leagues for a couple of days. We've seen it with Wood and with Cruz, who were the two guys in this organization with bigger ceilings than the former first-round pick, Brady House, who's finally major league ready. And then lastly, I would say, what better landing spot than seven games against the Marlins and the Rockies?
Yeah, it's a soft one, right? If there is such a thing.
You're playing the two worst teams maybe in the National League and two of the worst teams on your schedule in the foreseeable future. Why not give him an opportunity at Nationals Park on this homestand? I would be calling him up and starting him at third base tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's not like you got prime Scott Rolland blocking him either. You know what I mean? This isn't 25-year-old Ryan Zimmerman manning the hot corner. With all due respect to Jose Tana, who I like, by the way, is a versatile player to me that, you know, is going to make some contact, but come on. That's not the guy that needs to be standing in the way, nor is Ahmad Rosario, for that matter, who has showed well when he's gotten at bats and, you know, good pinch hitter and has played a couple different infield spots. But yeah, again, there's nothing in the way, and that's probably by design, to be honest with you. That's smart. You don't want a free agent that you sign this offseason making $15-16 million that you got to give at bats to that's playing the hot corner because Brady House was on the way. You can hear the knock. He's right there knocking at that door. It's time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He was the 11th overall pick in the draft in 2021 4 years ago. So this is what is now his fifth total season in the minor leagues, but really it's his fourth year. He had an injury-riddled first season where he played at single A at Fredericksburg in 2022. And then the last 2.5 years, he's mostly been healthy. So 2023, played about 90 games. Last year, he was 100% healthy, played 130 games. And then this year, he's been very, very good. So of the three true healthy minor league seasons, he was outstanding in 2023, hit for average 312 and some power, had an 860 OPS. Last year, he was disappointing. And I cooled on him a little bit, just the quality of the at-bats, whether it was the swing and miss, the strikeouts, the power being a bit down, and he did homer 19 times, but still a player I like a lot, but it sure was just like the gap between him and Wood and Cruz was so significant and huge. I kind of thought, yeah, he'll be an everyday player, but I don't know if he's an impact guy. He's having a phenomenal season. He's been one of the better slugging corner infielders in minor league baseball, hitting over 300 as we talk right now with an OPS of 875. And as I mentioned, you're talking about a 34 home run, 162-game pace. That doesn't grow on trees. That's why he was drafted just outside of the top 10 as one of the top power bats in America the year he came out of high school. And so I say all that to say over 3 years, he's had two seasons that were awesome, and then the sandwich year, the meat and cheese in the middle, was not very good, but that is now the exception. He's a career 280 hitter with about an 800 OPS in minor league baseball. So for a team that can't score, for a team, to your point, that has a very pedestrian starting third baseman, the position he plays, he'd be an immediate upgrade defensively. He would be, whether he's an upgrade in terms of like hit for average or contact and all that stuff from Tenno or not, not sure. He would give you power. And one other thing we should note, he's a right-handed bat. The Nationals could desperately use some help from the right side.
That's a good point.
They just called up Andrés Chaparro, who was raking at AAA, and he's going to hit against lefties and help platoon. He's basically going to split time with Josh Bell. But this is one of the most left-handed, lopsided Nationals lineups I can remember seeing. I don't know where you're at on that, but I mean, you look at the top of the order when they line it up the way they want to, like today against a righty, it's C.J. Abrams and James Wood and Luis Garcia and Nathaniel Lowe. I mean, these guys are all left-handed.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if it was Freeman, Otani, Matt Olson and James Wood, but it's not. I mean, Abrams and Wood could hit for anybody, but for the most part, like if you're stuck giving it bats, Leighton, dropping them down in the order to Luis Garcia or Tana, whom you mentioned, yeah, you could use it. I mean, here's the thing. You could use what his skill set is. I think it's as simple as that. Right? Even if he wasn't a well-thought-of prospect, even if he was just a guy in the minor leagues that was hitting well this time, the thing that he does, there's a giant void right there. A team that doesn't homer, unless James Wood is knocking the ball out of the yard or C.J. Abrams is pull-happy. Nobody else has double-digit bombs on the team. Gabe Ruiz at 2 in the opening weekend hasn't hit one since. You've got zero home runs from your starting third baseman. You do that. He's got more than the third through 10th combined on the roster, numbers approximate. You bring the guy up, it's time. You need a little juice right now.
Here's the full list of right-handed starters on the Nationals, guys that routinely start. Alex Cole and Jacob Young. And they almost never start on the same night, by the way. That's it. Yeah. Now, they have some guys that can bat right-handed that are switch hitters. Josh Bell, K-Bert Ruiz. But otherwise, it's bench guys. Riley Adams, your backup catcher. Chaparro, who platoons with Bell as a DH, who just got called up. And then Amed Rosario, who sits around 4, 5, 6 days at a time and occasionally gets a start against a lefty and mashes against southpaws.
Yeah, and part of that's bad luck. I mean, Paul DeJong was part of their plans, I think. Got hurt
early on. I'm just talking about right now, this moment.
And I'm agreeing with you. And Dylan Cruz got hurt. But in this moment, that's my point, is you don't have any.
They have left-handed bats up and down the order. Mm-hmm. So adding right-hand power, adding someone who could actually hit the ball over the fence, and again, adding someone who would improve your infield defense. I'm not telling you Brady House is an elite defender that's going to win a gold glove at third base, although I've seen him make some really nice plays this year at Rochester. He's better than Tenna. So is there a reason to keep him down? You can always find one. A week or two ago, the Boston Red Sox provided 6 reasons why Roman Anthony was in the minor leagues. And then he had a 497-foot home run, and every columnist wrote about why he's not in the major leagues, and they called him up, and he had a big 2-run hit last night and a win. I think sometimes, like, could he improve on this? Of course. Look at any major leaguer with the Nats. I'll find you 10 things they can improve on. There's no level that they can't get called up to, though, while we're right. Waiting on C.J. Abrams' consistency or, you know, this guy to handle left-handed pitching better or that guy to, you know. Good thing K-Bert Ruiz doesn't need to fix a few things to get to the big leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, buddy.
Like, there's plenty of that to go around in the lineup, but House just turned 22 years old. I think it would spice up the homestand considerably.
I'm with you on that 100%. I mean, it's an interesting time in the D.C. area. Kids are almost universally out of school right now. People are thinking about summer plans, summer vacations, heading in and out of town. This would be a nice little buzz thing as well against two of the dregs of the league, to your point.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.